Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Von Gilmans, and I greet you in the name of the Father, the precious Son, and the Holy Spirit that dwells and lives within us, inside of us. Hallelujah. The one that he promised us, our comforter. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done. Your every word that he has spoken has manifested in one way or another and generations before and for those that are coming after us. And so for that alone, that's a reason to be thankful. That's a reason to be thankful. Well, I know about my healing, and I know that he's healed me several times. I've been healed of several different things, several different times. And what about you? Have you gave him praise and thanked him for all the healing that he's done in your bodies, in your minds, even when he's looked beyond some of the things that you know that should have taken you out of here, should have taken your life, but you're still here, and that's a blessing, and we need to testify about that. The things that we're looking hope for, we're looking forward to, we have our hope, and we're hoping in and hoping for, those are the things that we should now see, and that's got to be our faith that we're having over those, and to be the substance of things hoped for. And we need to lay hands on ourselves, on those situations, on that resume, whatever it is, on that couple before you marry them. Hallelujah. And we need to speak God's word into that situation and inviting him, letting him know, I turn it all over to you. Nothing about this that I want to do on my own, I want to do it with you. I am yours. I am your child, and I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. I want to live up to the word of being a Christian. I want to be more like Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is the one. He's the first. He's the last. God is all that we need and all that we depend on. He has all the answers that we search so hard for in this lifetime. He has all of those answers. And we just ask him to just reveal to us the things that he would have us hear through this broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio Land tonight. Hallelujah. Through the Tri-Anointed Ministries, the call-in number is 646-652-4916. Again, that is 646-652-4916. And you can also reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, it is walkwithmegod@aol.com. Hallelujah. So I thank God for all of that. And let's go ahead and get our scripture out of the way and so we can get straight into the word. Our scripture is just like our beginning. It's what we need to know. It's what we want to get us started. It's his word that we want to start out by just getting that inside of us. And it opens up and loosens up the barriers of all the things that throughout the day may be trying to hold you down. We're in the book of John, and we're at the chapter 14. In the book of John in the New Testament, coming from the chapter of 14. And we're speaking of Jesus as he comforts his disciples. And right now, just receive the same comfort that he gave to his disciples. Will you open up your hearts, your minds, your situations, open up that situation, and receive the comfort of Jesus Christ. Starting at verse 1, it reads, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, then I will come back and I will take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." We are now starting with verse 5. It said, Jesus, the way to the Father. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Verse 6 tells us his answer. Jesus answers and said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." He says, "How can I say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? And the words that I say to you are not just my own." He said, "Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work." Verse 11 tells us to believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. He says, "I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me and do what I have been doing, he will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father." And then verse 14 tells us that you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Hallelujah. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you're living right, if you're following the scriptures, if you're living the scriptures, remember, Jesus is not impressed. God is not impressed with how many scriptures you can memorize. He's not impressed with how long did you sit and read your Bible. He's not impressed with how big of a Bible you carry or how designed that it is. However, he's not impressed about what church that you're in, just as long as you're in the one that he sent you to. He just wants to make sure that you're living the scriptures, that the word that you carry around, that you speak about, those are the words that you're living on in the midst of your hardship, in the midst of your trials and tribulation. It's easy to serve God in the good times. Hallelujah. It's easy to serve God when things seem to be going your way. But when someone cuts you off, or someone speaks you out, or someone belittles you, someone says something against you, someone calls you out, when someone steps on your toes, which word are you going to live on then? He said, "I present it to you." He said, "Choose you this day, life or death." Hallelujah. And he then tells us, choose life. Hallelujah. He's saying, choose me. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So in those times when things happen in your life, it's then that you realize, and that's when the truth comes to your actions, reveal who you are believing in. But again, he reminds us there is only one way, only one truth, and he is the life. He reminds us that anything that we ask for in his name, that he will do. So what about your healing then? What about your healing? Remember, God wants you to be healed. The hearing of faith moves us to action. Just the hearing of faith moves us to action. And then those actions will move us into our purpose. Those actions will then move us into our purpose. So just going back a little bit, just reminding ourselves that we must put faith in God's word today. As we come together and pray together all around the world, I may never lay my eyes on you. You represent many cities and states all around the world, and so do I. And hallelujah, but together God has put us here together on a Blog Talk radio station for you to be healed, my sister, for you to be set free, my brother, for you to be delivered right now in the powerful name of Jesus, the one and only Father. So we come together as we pray together, interceding for one another. We have to do it in faith. We have to have faith in God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can be healed today, right now, today. You don't have to wait for your tomorrow. And you are worthy of being healed. Just repent. Just repent. You are worthy to be healed. Now, if we believe in God's and Jesus preaching as he spent his time here on earth. He did a lot of preaching and teaching. And we believe in his preaching and his teaching. Why don't we believe in his healing? Why don't we believe in his healing? The Bible says that many are weak, sick, and die early because they do not discern. Hallelujah. So, yes, they're saved and they're going to heaven. But their life is cut short because they don't receive healing. See, the greater the faith, the greater the miracle. Now, we all have got to die. This is not a home, and we're not elected. We wouldn't want to make this our home. We all are going to die. So our healing was going to come one way or another, and eventually God's going to call us, each and every one of us, home. So, but the word is telling us, though, because we do not have the spirit of discern over our lives for our healing, a lot of us get weak and sick and die early because of that. And again, if you're saved, yes, you're going to heaven. But why would you cut your life short? Because you don't receive your healing, because you don't believe that God wants you to be healed. The greater the faith, the greater the miracle. See, we get it from God's word. We say it, we must also obey it. So without a faith activity, we were speaking of the man at the pool of Bethesda. Remember, God always he always requires that you do some activity. So without the faith activity, that man at the pool wouldn't have been healed. You know, he could have been complaining about all of the different things there that was going on that was keeping him from all of those years from being healed. He had to believe. The man that Jesus spit in the dirt and rubbed the mud in his eyes that was blind, the man could have spent all of his time complaining about the way that he was healed. Because after he did that and put the mud in his eyes, that still wasn't enough. Then Jesus demanded and told him to now go down to the pool of Siloam and be dipped, and then he would be healed. Hallelujah. So it's activity that comes in it. And obedience comes from your healing, and you have to contribute to your healing in some ways. Hallelujah. So we must learn to feed your faith more than you feed your doubt. So I'm sure the blind man had many times thought, you know, I've been blind for this long. I'm never going to be able to see. The paralyzed man has probably had thought many times, will I ever be able to walk again? You may say, I've been in debt so long, will I ever be debt free? I've been single so long, will I ever meet someone in my life? But again, you got to feed your faith more than you feed your doubts. I don't care what the beliefs are. I don't care what the natural laws say. God's word is more powerful. It overrules the natural law. Hallelujah. So your beliefs is what's going to build your faith. Salvation and healing is a gift. Wouldn't like receiving gifts? Open up your heart and receive your gift of salvation. Receive the gift of healing. Hallelujah. Mark 11:23 tells us about casting the mountain into the sea. If we have faith, release your faith. You got to see it, read it, hear it, speak it, and then act out on that faith. So again, you need to see yourself healed. See yourself healed. Speak the words into your body, into your debt, into your finances, into your marriage, and then start acting it out, doing something different, acting out your healing. Hallelujah. Acting out. Do things that lovely couples would do if you look at that lovely marriage. Hallelujah. You better act it out. And remember, threefold cords not easily broken. Your unseen, remember, comes over the seen. So the unseen power of God will overrule what the natural law may bring up to you each and every time. You got to remind yourself, This is a God thing. This is supernatural power. This is something beyond just something that you could do, because if you could heal yourself, you wouldn't be sick. If you could just bring yourself out of debt with no help from the Lord, you would have done it a long time ago. If you could have healed your marriage, you wouldn't have got it to where it's at now. If you could bring your child out of their own little world, out of their own little thing of deception, believing that they don't need no one, they don't need God, they don't need anything but them. Or they don't need anyone but their spouse. Or they don't need anything but that job. Just to make the money, that's all they need. If you could change that, you would have. But you need a supernatural power. That's the power we're talking about. See, the woman with the issue of blood, she heard. Remember, you got to hear it. You got to hear, I'm healed. You got to see it. She heard that Jesus was passing by. Faith comes from what? Hearing. And hearing by the word. And then after she heard it, she said, I believe if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. See, not before she touched the hem, but she said that. She didn't wait until she touched the hem and then said, huh, now I believe I can be healed. But before she touched the hem, she already saw herself healed. So she heard that Jesus was coming to town. And so then she said, I believe that if I could touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be healed right now. I know that I will be healed right now. Speak right now into your life. I know that if I just keep the faith, I will be healed right now. I've already heard the woman of Christ telling me his word, that he said anything that I asked in his name. If I'm living according to his will, he said, if you asked it in my name, then I will do it. So you've already heard the word. Faith comes from what? Hearing. Hearing the word of God. So now you've heard it. So now what are you saying to yourself? What words are you putting in yourself? You got to say the words. You got to talk to Jesus and let him tell him his words. You said that I'm healed by your stripes. You said anything that I ask in your name, you will grant to me. You got to believe it. And then you got to do like the woman did. Then you got to act on it. Then she acted by doing it. She just didn't stand on the sidelines and say, if I could just touch the hem. This is a big crowd right here. But she made her way through, crawling, doing whatever means, by any means necessary, to get her healing. She had been waiting 12 years. She finally had just found out, here it is. I'm not going to let my opportunity. That's one of the things we were speaking about that God has for you this year, opportunity. And it's not just going to be easy. People say it may knock on your door. It may knock on your door, but you may not be home. You got to push your way through to your opportunity. So she acted. See, your words will move your body. She didn't think about the bleeding at that time. Her words moved her body. Her body had to move because her mindset moved. She spoke to her body. Jesus knows when you touch him by faith. Just with her. Of all the people there, all the people around, he turned around and told the disciples, someone touched me. They can understand it, of course. Of course, leader. Of course, Rabbi, someone touched you. Look at the crowd that's around us. What he was saying is, no, someone touched me by faith. Someone with faith touched me. Jesus knows when you touch him by faith. No faith, no power. No power because you don't have any faith. Jesus called the woman his daughter. It was her act of faith. She heard, she spoke, and she acted on it. Now let's speak to your disease right now. Let's speak to your sickness right now. Whatever's going on in your life right now, go ahead and speak to it right now. Call it out in the name of Jesus. Call it out. What are the things that's in your body that you need to call out? If it has a name, it must bow down to the utmost name, the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I speak to this body. Now call out whatever it is. And there may be many things that you need to call out. Call them out. God's not too busy and nothing is too big for him. Nothing is too hard for him. Call it out. Speak to those things in your body. Speak to those things in your marriage. Speak to those things in your household, in your finances, on your job. Now speak to those things. And now let's say to these things, be thou removed from my body. Be thou removed from my situations, from my finances, and be cast into the sea, never to return to me again. Never to return to me again. Now check your body. Look for your healing. Check your finances. Look for your healing. Look around and see what it is, what provisions you have that will help you move through those finances, to make smarter choices, to make smarter decisions concerning your money, concerning your mate, concerning your home, your job. Watch the foods that you eat. You're trying to get your health. Keep checking for your healing. Stay in faith in your healing. Stay in faith. And then keep looking for the progress. And remind the devil that you'll never receive it again. You will never receive it again. Stay in thanksgiving, my sisters and brothers. Stay in thanksgiving. I remember years after my incident when that had happened, I was 16 with the mass. Years later, and I'm talking about maybe 20 years later, I was almost that. In another state, a mother, a wife, doing all kinds of things. And I remember being in my daughter's room one night, and I was in there just cleaning up, and no one was in there but me. And I remember having the sharpest pain in my breast. And I remember the feeling of I could just almost hear the enemy saying, it's back, and it's going to be worse this time. And I stopped right then and there, and tears filled my eyes, and I forgot about the pain that I was feeling out of nowhere. And I reminded the devil that he's a liar, that I'm never going to receive that again. Never, ever will I receive that again. And I spoke to my body right there through the name and by the authority that Jesus Christ had given me. I spoke to my body and reminded my body, it must reject any mass. Any abnormalities must be rejected in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm a child of God, and I have the favor of God. And hallelujah. I went to check myself out, and all things was great. All things was fine. Nothing was wrong. Stay in thanksgiving, sisters and brothers. Even if you're totally healed right now, or if you're just beginning your manifestation, keep looking up. Keep speaking the word. Keep giving God thanksgiving. Never doubt. And you walk like you're healed. Act like you're healed. Begin to do the impossible. Instead of asking somebody to bring you this and bring you that as you did in the past, because you had to. You couldn't move. You had to. Start to look for your healing now. Start to see if you could walk partially the way, and then maybe you have to ask somebody to bring it the rest of the way. Do something. do something to be a part, contribute to your healing. Remember, healing isn't in words, but it's in power. God has supernatural power. Is that what you need? If that's what you need, are you willing to accept it? He's not short on supplies. He's just waiting for you to receive your healing. He's just waiting on you to receive your health. He's waiting on you to receive the answers that you're looking for. He wants you to have a healthy mind, a healthy body, and a healthy spirit. So don't forget, don't stop looking for your healing. Don't stop giving him praise for your total healing. And close your hands from turning from your wickedness. Refuse to take any diseases back into your body again. Close your hands of it. Refuse to get back in debt the same way when God brings you out. Close your hands on it. Refuse to run out and get involved in another adulterous relationship when God has restored your marriage. Close your hands from it. Refuse to be anything but a child of God, even though the world all around you is telling you. On the TV, on the radio, everywhere you look, you can find something that's trying to entice you. Be strong. You keep your hope. Don't lose your hope. Don't be in fear. Even if it's your family or your friend, move yourself away from it. You don't have to come in here and watch TV every night. You don't have to be a part of the world's activities. And you can still be more glorious, more happy than they are. The life you live is going to set somebody else free. They're going to see what you're enduring. They're going to see how you're making it through. Speak on it. You hear it, you see it, you read it, then speak the word into you, into the situations. Whoever you're praying over, speak those words. Teach them to speak the word. Then teach them how to start acting out on the word. And then you can just look and rejoice because they will be healed. If you look at yourself in the mirror right now, I can see you. You look good healed. You look good healed. I thank you, Lord, for the healing ministry that you've given us. I thank you for the segment that you've given us on healing. And people have been healed and set free in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. This is Evangelist Von Dumas. And I want to ask you right now to take a moment and just lift your hands and say, Jesus, I want to be like you. I want to be a Christian. I want to walk the way that you have plans for me to walk. Hallelujah. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my Savior. I believe that you gave your Son, that he died on the cross for me, that he is the only way to you. He is the true way. He is the life. My happiness becomes from him. And I confess that Jesus is Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for accepting me as my Lord and Savior. Amen. God bless you. Congratulations on your choice. God bless you. It ain't over until God says it's over. See?